always puzzle. Since when you made the tzitzis, when you made the ksharim, the knots and the strings, it was one pair of tzitzis on two corners. So that's not called the good asiyah. You have to have a separate pair of tzitzis on each corner. So when you made it the psul. The psul stays the elam, and the only way to become kosher is if you untie it, undo what you did. Versus v'chein omar Levi. Levi also holds like Shmuel that psul in the elam, and that's the halacha we hold like that. That it does not help just cutting it. You have to undo what you did. V'chein omar Rav Masna omar Shmuel psul in the elam. If you already made the tzitzis when the strings were still attached, it was one pair of tzitzis made on two corners, and then later you divide the tzitzis in half to make it two separate pairs, that's no good. Ika the Amri, some say like this, Omer Rav Masna, v'didi heavy yuv, there once happened to me a case, v'yasoy l'kaimi de mashmul, I came in front of mashmul, v'yomuli, he told me, p'sulun li'elam, you should know the tzitzis is always possible. In other words, he also holds like Shmuel Shita, that since it was made, the tzitzis, at the time you made it, it wasn't a separate tzitzis at each corner, it was one pair for two corners, it was made with psul, so it's psulun li'elam, you can't use it anymore. You have to untie it and then make it over again. Meisve, have a kasha. Tolon, if you put the string onto the two corners, the yachakach posek, and first later you separated the strings. Roshe chutin shalem, you separate the heads of the strings. Psulin. So chutzaraya, that it's psulin means it's psulin le'elam, it's a kasha on Rav. Here it's smashmi, even after you cut it off, still it's possible. The yoid tanya. Gabi Sukkah, we learn the same thing by Sukkah also. The Pasuk says Tase, Chag HaSukkah, Tase L'chom, you have to make a Sukkah. So we darshin V'loy Mina Osui, and not if it was already made, already, Bipsul. Mikan Omru, from this Drosha we learn, Pshat in the Al Mishnah, that Hidlo Le'as HaGefen, if somebody threw vines, and there was growing vines, something growing on top of the Sukkah, Paschach, V'yes HaDlas, or else the leaves of a pumpkin, V'yes HaKismin, another type of a leaf, and then you put other schach on top of them, is psula. Now, hey chidami, how is this brisa talking about? How is it talking about that the schach is posel, mishum taseh v'loy minosi? Elaine, if you want to tell me, bishloy kotason, we're talking about now that these vines, you did not cut off, you did not take your scissors and cut the vines, it's still, in other words, that it's still growing, it's still attached to the ground. My iris, so why does the brisa have to say that it's posel? Mishum this new posek of taseh. For Lemon also, if not if it was already made once, but still, typically the mechuborim nenu. I'll tell you right now, it's possible right now, midiraisa, because it's mechubor. It's growing right now, and we'll see later a posik. That when there's something that's still growing, it's possible to use for schach. So why does the price have to have this new posik of tasa of Lemon also? But for sure, you have to say that the price is talking about in the case of Bisha Kotzeson, that you already cut off the vines. The vines are not attached anymore to the ground. Ukatani psula. And still the Brisa says you should know this chach right now is psula. You know why? Because at the time when you put these vines atop of your sukkah for schach, it was attached to the ground. It was mechubur. And at that time when you made it, it was made with psul. So even though now later you cut off the vines, it's not attached to the ground, you take your scissors and snap it, but it's not called you made a new asiyah, the old making is still here. That's called tasav lemon osib psul. Ushmamina, from here we see clearly, to lo yamrina, we do not say, ktisosan zu yasiyosan. That the fact you snip it, you cut it off, it's not growing anymore, that's called the new asiyah, like Rav holds, and that makes it kosher. You see here from this braisa clearly, like Shmuel, utiyuf to the Rav, and it's a kasha on Rav. So Amalach Rav answers and says, no, maybe this braisa is not a kasha to me. That, hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Tishalafinu shalufi. It's talking about now true. The branches, the vines, are not 100% still attached, not still growing. Because if there was still mechubel akarkarim, then you wouldn't have to come onto this psul of tasav lemon osui. The psul would be biyospecho, it's not something that's growing. So here we're talking about the shalfinu. You like lower down the branch, and you like snap the branch. In other words, it snapped. That's not, doesn't get its nourishment from the tree anymore, but it's not off the tree completely. It's still a little bit attached. It's still like hanging on the tree. That's called the Shalfinu Shalufi. And the Teret says, the Lemin Kuroyasi Yedidu. That really, according to Rav, really it's not Mechuba right now. It's not attached to the ground. It would not have the psul of being Mechuba because since you snapped it off the tree, it doesn't get its nourishment from the tree. It's not called Mechuba. However, it's, according to Rav, the question was, once you detach it, you cut it off the tree, that should make it kosher. because that's called the new asiyah. So why does the Brisa say here still it's possible? The Torah says this asiyah, this snapping of it off the branch, off the tree, since you did not take it off completely off the tree, the lemint guru asiyah did too. We cannot tell it does not look like a good asiyah, so you could learn it's only midrabbanan. Midrabbanan is possible, you can't tell now the asiyah you made. So therefore this Brisa would not be a kasha to Rav. The reason why it's possible here is that it's not attached to the ground. You snapped it off the tree already. The vine is like snapped off. It's not attached. But since it's not growing from it anymore, but since it's still hanging a little bit, it's not all completely detached. Therefore, this asiyah is not nikkur. You can't tell as if you made a new maisa. When does Rav say a katsitsa cutting off the vines makes it kosher? If you cut it off 100%, it's not attached at all. But here that you snipped it off, yeah, but it's still attached a little bit, therefore it's puzzle, because it's not minka, we can't tell it's asiyah. But the Gemara says, Mikol makom tolon, v'yachakach posan kasha l'rav. And the Gemara says, kasha, that's not a kasha. But I quote from the Gemara before about tzitzis, there it's a question upon Rav. That there it says clearly by tzitzis, that if you put the strings through the two corners, and then you made the tzitzis, they're psulim mashmal elam. And it does not help later to just cut off the strings to make them separate strings. So you see, we do not say this svara of ketitzasan, cutting it is called the new asiyah. No, cutting it is not called you're making it over again. The only way you make it over again is either by tzitzis, untie the knots, make them back to regular strings and do the tzitzis over again, or else by tzach, you have to pick up each leaf and then put it down again the shem tzach. Let's say the machloikas Rav and Shmuel is a machloikas tanoim. If you say the svar of ketitz of cutting it off, it's called making it over again. The locher is like this: Ovar velikton posel. If you have hadasim by a lulav, now hadasim are supposed to have, you know, three leaves. Now sometimes hadasim have berries growing on them also, and we'll see a locher later about that. That if you have more berries growing than leaves, the hadasim are posel, you can't use it. Now let's say on yomtiv, like when you put it onto your lulav, it's posel. And on Yontif, you're not allowed to pick off the berries. You can't, like, be machshirat on Yontif. But let's say, Ovavaliktin, somebody did the Aveiram, and he picked off the berries on Yontif, so now the Hadassim is a kosher Hadassim. And it's still attached to the Luluf. So, Apostle, Divi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yot Tzadik. This is what Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Tzadik holds, that even though you picked off the berries, still the Hadassim Apostle. V'chachomim achshirim. Chachomim say, no, since now you picked off the berries, now the hadasim are kosher, there are more leaves than berries. Therefore, this hadasim, you could use it as a kosher lulav. So Gemara says, so rule that the Gemara thought, what's the machlokes? That the kula yalma, everybody holds here, both the tanakam and the chachamim, lulav tzarech agad. In other words, the three minim of the lulav, the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravis, you have to tie them together. So if you have to tie them together, it's considered you have to make an asiyah. You have to make something here. Therefore, the yalfin and lulav misukah. We learn out the making of a lulav from the making of a sukkah. The siv gabi sukkah, because by sukkah the Torah says tasa, you have to make a sukkah, you have to make a schach. V'loy min osa, not if it's already made, b'psul. So this everybody holds. That what? That you have the psul of tasa of loy min osa by lulav. So if you make the lulav first with these posul hadasim, the hadasim that had more berries on it, and now on yomtiv you pull off the berries. So what's the machlekes if it's kosher or not? My love, isn't it? But this is the machlekes. The man, the machsher, the chachomim, let's say it's kosher. So where they hold, Amrinan, we say, Gabi suka, kitzisoson, zui asiyoson. They hold like Rav. The fact you cut off the vines, the mice of cutting off the vines, it's not attached to the ground anymore, that's called like a new asiyah. That's called you made a schach now, the kosher, therefore it's kosher schach. And here also by the lulav. Even though you have already the hadasim tied up together with the luluf, and at the time you tied it up it was possible, because at that time there were more berries there, but now on yontif if you go and pick off the berries, that's called the maisa asiyah. You're picking off the berries, that's called the ketitza, that makes the luluf kosher. The gabi luluf, nami arminit likitos and zui asiyosam. The luluf also said the svara, the likita, cutting it off, it's called like a new asiyah. Oman the possel, the one that holds this possel, no. Sover he holds lo yamrina gabi sukkah. We do not say by sukkah. We hold like Shmuel. We do not say ktisoson zui asiyosin. The fact you cut off the vines now, that makes the tzchach kosher. No, you have to pick up each leaf by itself. So therefore, here also the gabi lulav nami lo yamrina likitoson zui asiyosin. That's the pshat That's the pshat in the Tanakhama, that he says it's possible here, because just the fact you picked off the berries, the tzitzit, cutting it off, is not called an asiyah. It's not called you made the lulav over again. So the only way to make a kosher is you have to untie the agad, untie the tying together of these 3 minutes together, and tie it over again after you pick off the berries. So the chur is a machlekes, Rabban Shul is a machlekes tanoim here. So Gemara says, "Lo, no, maybe that's not the machlekes here. I tell you, maybe the kula yalma lo yamrin and gabi sukkah kititzasen zuyas yosin. Maybe both of these tanoim hold like Shmuel that we do not say cutting it off is called making it over again. Just cutting it off by the sukkah is possible. You have to, of course, pick up each leaf by itself. So yochah, what's the machlekes here then by luluf? I tell you, b'meilef luluf me sukkah kemiflagi. It's a machlekes. Do we learn out luluf from sukkah?" Man the masha the chomim that say it's kosher sova lo yafinu lulav misuka. Even if you want to tell me a lulav needs an asi, you have to put the lulav together. You have to tie the 3 minutes together. It's called a maisa, but you don't learn out the making of the lulav from the making of the sukkah. Therefore, it's not called an asi by lulav. So even though at the time you put them together, that dasam apostle, but later when you pick off the berries, it becomes kosher. It's still kosher now because you don't have to have a maisa asi by lulav. Well, man, the apostle, the Tanakhama, that says that it's possible before I tell you, Rabbi Yitzchak, he holds, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yitzchak, he holds, Sova Yafin and Lulav Misukkah. We learn out Lulav from Sukkah. That just like Sukkah needs an Asiya Tas of Lemon Osui, who holds in by Lulav also. Bishas, you make it, it has to be made by Kosher. And here, where you made it, the Psul, it's possible until you untie it and do it over again. The boy, you say, another Teresa, I tell you, Isviralon, the lulav tzarech agad. If everybody would hold here that the lulav has to be tied together, the 3 minim kuliyal malay pligi, everybody would hold the yafina lulav misukkah. We would learn out the halacha of lulav from sukkah that there is called a maisa siya. You have to make the lulav. But v'hocha b'okim iflugi. Here the machlokes is like this: masava one holds tzarech agad. I tell you, Rabbi Yitzchak that holds you have to put the lulav together tzarech agad. And once you need agad, the Meli learns out from Sukkah that has to have a maisa siya. And here, b'shas you made it, it was possible. That's why it doesn't up later to take out the berries. Well, masav the chom, the reason why they say it's kosher, ain't tzarech agad. They hold the chlal, a lulav doesn't have to be tied together, the 3 minim. So there's no maisa siya altogether. So therefore, even though at the time you put them together, the hadassim had berries, but if later you pull off the berries, it becomes kosher because you don't have to make any asiya. And the Gemara says, of a plukta, the hani tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim, if lulav needs agad or not. The Tanya will learn like this: lulav, bain agud, bain shein agud kosher. Whether you tied up the 3 minutes together, whether you didn't tie them together, still it's kosher. We have Yehudu Raymen, no, agud kosher. If you tie the 3 minutes together, it's kosher. Shein agud posel. My time with Rabbi Yehudu, why does he say it's posel? Yalef lekich lekicha meagudis ezov. We learn out the same aloha of lekicha by lulav, from Lakicha Bagudis Ezov, when you take these hops, these grasses together. Ksiv Hosom over there, it says, Lakachte Magudis Ezov. It says over there, you have to take together a bunch of Ezov, of these grasses. Where there it means, a bunch means tied together. Uksiv Hosom, here it says, Ulakachte Mlochem B'yom Rishon. You have to take the lulav on the first day. So, Malahalam Baguda, just like by the Ezov, it means if the hops are tied together, is that's called an aguda. It says they have lakachtem agudas ezoiv, but tavaltem badam. Is out kan here also nami. The aguda, it has to be bunched together. The lulav has to have its 3 minim tied together. For Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan shita? Lekichem lekichel yafina. They don't have this gzereshava. A person doesn't make the gzereshava by itself. It has to be a Kabbalah. They weren't Makabal, they didn't learn this gzereshava. So therefore, lakachtem lachem yom rishon just says you have to hold, you have to take all dalad minim. But not that any of them have to be attached one with the other. Tamura says, Kaman Nozlo Hodatan, who does this price go like? Lulav mitzvah liyogdoi. Or lulav, there's a mitzvah to tie it together, the 3 minim. So lulav with the hadassim and the rovis. V'yim lo yogda kosher, but if you didn't do it, still the lulav is kosher. Whereas who does it go like? E Rev Yehuda, ki lo yogdi amai kosher, because according to Rev Yehuda, if he didn't make the yagad, why is it kosher taker? Rev Yehuda holds without it, it's possible. E Rabbonin, am I mitzvah? Why is there a mitzvah? The Rabbonin doesn't have the gzeira shava of lakich lakicha. So there shouldn't even be a mitzvah to put two together. So Umar answers, Yerlam Rabbonin, he really would go according to Rabbonin Shita here. When Mishum Shinema, the Posik says, Zekhele Vianveyu, his no lufana be mitzvahs. Means when you go to do mitzvahs, you have to do it in a nice way. Zekhele Vianveyu, make the mitzvah nice. In other words, make Hashem, make the mitzvah look nice. So therefore, by putting the lulav and the Hadassim and the Rav is tied together, that makes it look nice. And hid the mitzvah, something like a chil, it's nice to do it. But if we don't do it, the mitzvah is still kosher. So Kisra's Brisa goes according to Rabbanan Shita. Right, then the Mishnah says the clouds, they are cloud, called Dovish and Makabo Tumah. Minohan Emili, how do we notice the Yisoid? That something to be used for schach has to be something that grows out of the ground, and it's not royal Makabo Tumah. Omer Resh Lakash Lakash says, Omer Kroda Posek says, the aid Yala Minoritz. That an aid, the clouds come up from the ground. As if to say the clouds grow out of the ground. So Ma aid, just like a cloud. Dovish Shena Makabo Tumah. It's not Makabo Tumah, it's not a Kli. Not an oichel, it's nothing, it's not makabel tumah. The gedulim minoritz, that's our posik here that it grows out of the ground, is av sukkah, hu adin a sukkah, the schach we use, also is dover shein makabel tumah. It has to be done to a cloud, we'll soon see why, that a cloud is not makabel tumah, so the schach also has to be for something that's not makabel tumah. The gedulim minoritz, it has to be something that grows out of the ground. So Gemara says, honicha, this is a good limud laman, the yomra nani covered hoyu. But that the Klai Yisrael had the sukkahs in the midbar, the sukkah mean there, they are nani covered. There were clouds on top of them. So mele, our sukkah, our schach is eichel, and nani covered. So the schach has to be damed to a cloud, something that's not makabel tumah, grows out of the ground. But elu l'man diyama, but according to the man diyama that holds, sukkah is mamish oselhem, that in the midbar, Klai Yisrael had mamish huts, with a real roof on top of it. Ma'ikel emeimah, what can you say then? Who says then the roof of the sukkah then was like a cloud? Who says it has to be something that's not makabel tumah? The Tanya we learned, the Pasuk says, Ki ba sukkah is hashavti es b'nei Yisrael. I put the Klai Yisrael and sukkahs in the midbar. So Anani ha-covered hoyu divrei Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer holds that it wasn't Anani ha-covered. It wasn't a real sukkah, real tent. It was the cloud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah, on top of them. Reb Akiva Raimano, sukkah is mamish osur lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish had, they had real sukkahs. They had real tents there with a real roof. So Honichel, Reb Elezer, you learn out that Schach has to be done to a cloud that grows out of the ground. It's not Makabel Tumah. Elo the Rabbi Kiba, Ma'ik Lameima. But according to Rabbi Kiba, was a real sukkah, with a real Schach. We don't know what type of a Schach they had then. Is Ma'ik Lameima? What could you say? How do we know to say that Schach has to be something that's not Makabel Tumah and grows out of the ground? So my answer is Kiyoser Rav Dim Rav Divin came. Am Rabbi Yechon said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon. Omakro, the Pasuk says Chag Hasukkos Tasalucho. You should make sukkos. So makish sukkah lechagiga. We make a hekish of a sukkah to a korban chagiga. Whereas with Ashton, chag asukkah here, chag means the chagiga, the korban chagiga, the shlomim, you bring the covered sukkahs. Is ma chagiga, just like this animal, the behema, dover shein a makabel tumah. An animal, when it's alive, it's not makabel tumah. To the gedulim minoritz. And it's seeded, it gets its nourishment from the ground. It doesn't really grow out of the ground, an animal, but it just eats the food off the ground. That's also called it gets its nourishment from the ground. Is av sukkah, hu adin a sukkah also, the schach has to be that dover shein a makabel tumah. Schach has to be something that's not called a kli, that's not called an oichel, it's not makabel tumah. The gedulim minoritz, and it grows off the ground. For the Gemara, this is true of the limitus from chag, from chagiga. Ima chagiga balechayim. If just like the korban chagiga is kosher to have a balechay, a real live animal,